The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We're back on Vermont Viewpoint on WDEV. WDEV made a seriously strong move a couple weeks ago in adding an evening program that takes you one more step towards keeping you informed around the clock. The show airs from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and it's packed with experts from around the world bringing you up to date in 15-minute segments. At the center of it all is the wizard who keeps the conversation going, and I really don't know how he does it. I'm ready to nap after this two-hour show. Joining me now is the host of Eye on the World, John Batchelor. John, welcome to Vermont Viewpoint.
Good morning, Rick, and good morning to Vermont. I'm in Connecticut. You're in Vermont, so we're both in New England. Common purpose.
Yeah, we're very close. Listeners, if you'd like to ask John about his illustrious career, about the nightly show, you can call us 802-244-1777. 877-291-8255. You can email vtviewpoint@radiovermont.com. Well, we're close now, John. We started out pretty closely. I grew up in Bethlehem. You're from Philly's main line. So we have that in common as well.
Yes.
You went on to Princeton. And what did you study there? What were your career plans then?
American Studies, which was a nascent program at the time. And I... Yeah. The idea was to be 22 years old and to avoid the Vietnam War if possible, but it turned out to be history made it possible because the Vietnam War had wound down from the draft by the time I was eligible. So after that, it was the 1970s. And Rick, if anybody can remember what they did in the 1970s, God bless them. I have no memory of it.
We'll save that for another show. But what did lead you eventually to radio?
An accident. The accident is a catastrophe called 9/11. I had an opportunity to participate in a weekend show, a hobby show with a colleague of mine for Bloomberg Radio during the year 2000. And 1999, 2000 in there. It was a weekend show. We traveled the summer of 2000 during the election. It was a lark, but I'm a novelist. I'm not a radio host. I have no skill set. I come to it from the point of view of the long-form writing and long-form radio. The accident was that we were given an opportunity, my colleague and I, Paul Alexander, to do a weekend show on WABC in New York. And during the year 2001, following the inauguration of George W. Bush, every weekend, Saturday night, we do a four-hour program, much like the one I do now, except for I was an amateur. I was inventing it. So I would choose historical topics, such as the assassination of John Kennedy or the Civil War. And we'd bring on guests, historians, commentators, op-ed writers for 4 hours. We didn't take calls because I didn't know how to press the buttons. I mean... All I had was the ability to get in and out of segments, covering myself with the music from Gladiator. You remember that. That was the only CD I had. So for the year 2001, that was our program, and we told stories. Paul was from Alabama. I'm from Pennsylvania. And we explored that year, the first year of George W. Bush, the breaking news. And then the weekend before the attack in New York and Washington, I chose to do a show about the unfinished business of the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen in October of 2000, right at the end of the Clinton administration. And I brought on many voices. George Friedman of then Stratfor.com was a prominent voice, but the Admiral of the Second Fleet, Admiral Nader, was a prominent voice, to ask why the investigation was not going forward for who attacked the USS Cole. And we learned for the first time the name Al-Qaeda and the name Bin Laden. That Saturday night the 8th. It's an accident of history that you do something before the world changes. The world changed several days later with the attack. And my engineer on Saturday night had family inside the two buildings. One was a fireman. The other was his sister. They're okay, but he didn't know at the time. And he called me up the morning of the attack and said, "Who did this?" And I told him the suspects, because that's all I knew at the time. I wasn't an expert. I told him that one of the suspects was Al-Qaeda. The program director at WABC heard about this, and the next day he called me up and asked me to come on that night until we can figure this out, because the city was burning, Rick. You understand. It was a strange time in history. And I said, "Okay, but I've never done a daily live radio show. I don't." He said, "You'll figure it out." And, Rick, I've never been off air after that, 9/12/2001, proving the old Hollywood proverb, you stay where you come in. I came in with a crisis, and here we are, a crisis again.
Yeah. Wow. So it really is amazing how much you can cover in a four-hour evening, five nights a week. And so I just want to know, how is that possible? Do you have producers that help? How do you get it done every night with the people, the level of guests that you have on your show?
The answer to that question is probably a wise guy answer. It's not how well I do it, it's that I do it at all, is what I tell myself every day.
Yeah.
After 22 years, I have a wonderful, wonderful family of guests, many of whom I've never met, Rick. I call around the world. And I've assembled a library, always adding to them, about people to go to depending upon the event, because we live in a world of chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, subplot 2. Almost, I conceive of it the way I did when I was a novelist, which is something I did for 30 years before I started on radio in my 50s. It's a chapter a day, and you go back the next day and write another chapter. For example, right now we're in the Ukraine crisis, and that's a European crisis. I've reported on Europe for 20 years, so it was straightforward for me to go back and ask the voices then to comment now. And it becomes like that each day. This morning, before I heard from your wonderful director, Danny, I was on with Akif. I have a correspondent there who spent his day, they're hours ahead of us, at Bucha and Irpin, the site of the alleged atrocities. And it was a straightforward story to tell day two, day three of the investigation. He had a conversation with the prosecutor general of Ukraine and learned that they've been documenting those alleged crimes since the 24th. So these revelations will play out in time. But the correspondent I have there now, his name is Mohammed Al-Qasim. He's a veteran of the Middle East wars. And so he and I had a spirited conversation about our points of view, about how the Russians did this to Syria, and we stood by and thought it was a war against Assad. In fact, it's the Russian way of war making, to destroy a village and then to shoot or terrorize the civilians inside. And you see, Rick, I'm telling this detail because over the years, it just builds like a brick wall. You add another layer and another layer. And when events spill out, catastrophes such as the Ukraine war, you go back to your colleagues, people you've talked to in other circumstances, and you begin again.
One thing I think anyone who's listened to the show will agree, there's a couple things that I've noticed, is you still have this incredible sense of curiosity. You still seem to really be enjoying hosting the show. So how close am I on those two points?
You're right, Rick. How could you do this if you didn't love it? I mean, really, you too, Rick. How could we do this if we didn't love it?
Exactly.
A shy young man turns into a person who talks to millions every night. Where does that come from? I mean, besides. But for me, this is the same as writing novels, as writing fiction, which is what I did from my 20s until my 50s. It's a story. Mm-hmm. Now, it turns out the story of the news, you cannot make up. No one would believe this as a work of fiction. It lacks what fiction writers call verisimilitude. It's illogical. But that's history. And so I found myself, after my first year of broadcasting, unable to write anymore because the part of the brain that writes fiction is also the part of the brain that talks on the radio about the stories that you can't make up, which is what we're telling. And so a part of why I do this is that it's a continuation of my writing. And it's an old habit to get up every day and work the farm. That's how I think of it, Rick. My grandfather and my great-grandfather were farmers in Indiana. I'm sure you have an agrarian background as well. You work the farm every day.
Wow. That distinctive voice, the one you're hearing right now, is that of John Batchelor. John, Danny knows how to answer the phone here, so we're set. This is Vermont Viewpoint on WDEV. Welcome back to Vermont Viewpoint. I'm Rick Singeri. Sometimes you don't know what's missing until it shows up and takes its proper place, and that's exactly the case with Eye on the World, which showed up a few weeks ago. It took its proper place in the WDEV lineup weeknights from 9 to 1. And we've got the host of the show, John Batchelor, with us for a few more minutes discussing how on earth he's able to cover the globe so completely each night in 15-minute doses. To join the conversation with John Batchelor, you can call us at 802-244-1777, 877-291-8255. John, you have interviewed countless thousands of people. Are there a couple that stand out as the most interesting, the most authentic, the most gracious, the most anything?
Yes, indeed. A long list. I'll mention that I was privileged to speak to several people who are no longer with us. And over the years, you take a list down in your mind about those conversations and how it is that you lost them. One young woman covering the news, I won't use names, I'll just say that she was covering the news in Iraq and she died in an automobile accident early on in the American occupation. And I regretted that, the loss of a correspondent. A recent dear friend of mine who was a major source of intelligence for 20 years, providing me with wonderful information, especially about conflict zones, died suddenly. And I miss him. So I celebrate especially the people who've been generous over the years and given everything to the audience to explain the best way they can. It reminds me, and it reminds everyone, I think, when you think about it, that the news, the media, what you and I do, Rick, it's challenging, it's difficult, it's in front of you, it's a privilege to do it, but you're also mortal. And covering the news drains you and drains everything about you and takes you from your family, much like writing does. It deprives your family of your presence. So I think of all the people I've lost over 20 years, and I remind myself every time someone new comes on that this is extremely sober and that this is a generous person, and I'm thankful for their participation.
I love that. How do you stay current on everything happening in the world? Because you are covering everything important that is happening as it's happening.
I have people who write me. I just, you know, they, John, have you done this? Have you done that? Example, I don't remember the Yugoslav war. I was a novelist and not paying attention to world news. And also, the internet has made it possible to be transparent in a way that was not available in the 20th century. We remember, Rick. It just, you had to wait for the newspaper the next day if you were lucky, and then by then the news has moved on. But the Balkans wars, the breakup of Yugoslavia in the Clinton administration, I had not covered it, so I didn't have it in my brain that this was an area of interest that and concern. And yesterday, or the last few days, one of the bookers whom I depend upon, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a nonpartisan think tank in Washington that assembles journalists and professors from around the world on topics, emailed me saying that we have a guest, Ivana Stradner, who is from the Balkans and has written this article about how the Balkans are threatened by Russia in much the same way Ukraine is threatened, using a Russian-speaking population, a subset of the greater whole in Bosnia-Herzegovina, to promote separatist agendas and to threaten Bosnia-Herzegovina if it tries to join NATO, which all the surrounding countries have done to protect themselves from the large aggressor, Russia. And I thought, I don't know anything about this. So I said, yes, I'm happy to talk to Ms. Strodner. Well, she's wonderful. She knows everything. She's from the Balkans. She speaks six languages. And it's a joy to have somebody give me a gift like that. Immediately, yeah. I pulled up my map of the Balkans and made sure the audience understood I'm no expert. I just play one on radio. And so Ivana and I, Ms. Strodner and I, had a wonderful beginning conversation. At the end, after we got off, we recorded because they're different time zones. I said, you promised to come back when there are Balkan stories. And she said, absolutely. And then she reminded me she's also a specialist in war crimes prosecutions because of the massacre at Srebrenica. This is the 1990s during Yugoslavia, in which 7,000 or 8,000 people were massacred. And I said, yes. And, well, you see how it works, Rick. It's serendipity. I go to the Balkans where I have no knowledge, and immediately I get an expert in war crimes tribunals, which plugs in perfectly with the news.
Ah, that's outstanding. Now, I have to ask this, John. The show airs 9 to 1. Is that live? Are you up then? Recorded during the day? Edited for broadcast? How is it put on?
No, it's recorded during the day because of the... I play the clock, is what I do. I started this morning well before dawn in Eastern Europe and the Middle East. And then I pick up Asia when I can, because Asia's 12 hours ahead of us, after 8 o'clock in the morning. The easiest thing to record is the East Coast of the United States, which I don't do much anymore, Rick, because the day is overseas these days. And also, right. European news is in a crisis. They're flat out, straight, they'll admit it. The whole continent is now threatened with either breakup or war. And so by the time the show airs at night, at 9 o'clock at night, my correspondents are, it's early in the morning in Europe. I mean, what is that, 3 a.m., 4 a.m.? It's best to call them when they're awake. And so I put it together like a quilt of the 24-hour clock. When I call into Siberia, for example, Krasnoyarsk, or way east of Russia, to talk about, I did that last summer to talk about the fires, the wildfires of Siberia. That is so far ahead. It's like you're trying to figure out the clock and what time it is for them and what time it is for you. So the show is put together that way over days, and it becomes a habit. You know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. It must be, and then you just fill in the city.
We've got a couple minutes left, John. Your Ukraine coverage has been absolutely stellar. What are some of the most interesting things that you have learned from your guest as this has all unfolded?
The feud, the contest, the war between Ukraine and Russia is hundreds of years old, but in special terms, it dates from the Russian Revolution of 1917-1918. Ukraine and Russia have been at odds for 100 years. And the massacres, Holodomor is the one that Stalin engineered with famine. The massacres are routine. Ukraine it means borderland, Ukraine does. But it's come to mean bloodland. These people who have been back and forth between the Lithuanian Empire, the Russian Empire, the Habsburg Empire, back and forth across this stretch of a really rich agrarian land, have been abused by so many empires, it's a long list. And we're witnessing one more time the abuse. We have an opportunity here to put a stop to it for now. But we have to be aware that this is part of the contest that the continents have created, and we'll be back at this again. It's a borderland. Borders are dangerous and necessary and challenging to sovereign powers, and that's what we're witnessing.
Yeah. John, you've got so much energy for what you're doing. How long can you keep it up? How long do you want to keep doing this?
The other day I made a flimsy remark to when I have grown children that, you know, there will be a day when I get to retire to my HO model train set, and build the fantasy layout that I've always had in my brain since I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
And the question came back, when's that, Dad? I don't know, Rick. When's the news stop? And if we stop doing this, Rick, what would we do? Would we do the show in our heads? Is that what we do the next morning?
Absolutely. You got it.
So I'm privileged to talk to you, Rick. I hope we can talk again when the news is not as grim.
Okay. It's a date. John Batchelor, host of Eye on the World, heard weeknights from 9 to 1 on WDEV. John, it has been a pleasure having you on WDEV, and honor being able to speak with you this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank your audience as well. This is wonderful. New England speaks to New England.
Absolutely. Take care, John. We're going to take a break for a top-of-the-hour CBS News update, and then we'll hear from the author of Sugaring Down. This is Vermont Viewpoint on WDEV.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.